here's a story from The World.
For people seeking asylum in the U.S. during the Trump presidency, some key rules got changed by the White House. One obvious example, U.S. officials required tens of thousands of asylum seekers to wait out their cases in Mexico, not in the U.S. Joe Biden denounced this during a debate with President Trump in October.
That's never happened before in America. You come to the United States and you make your case that I seek asylum based on the following premise, why I deserve it under American law. They're sitting in squalor on the other side of the river.
So what might President-elect Biden do about this? The World's Monica Campbell has our story.
Acá es donde duermo con mi hija. Es un colchón inflable.
Over the phone, Imelda Lemos shows me where she sleeps with her young daughter. It's a small green pup tent, the kind you have to crouch into. They've slept in it for more than 15 months. We can see the U.S., she says. Lemos is in Matamoros, Mexico. Texas is across the Rio Grande River. She and her daughter migrated here after an armed group forced them off their land in Guatemala, she says. She hoped to find a safer life with relatives who live in New Jersey. But President Trump kept her out of the U.S. through a program known as Remain in Mexico. It forces asylum seekers to do just that, stay in Mexico until their cases are decided by a U.S. judge. The program has blocked some 65,000 asylum seekers from entering the U.S. Trump officials say it's meant to deter people from abusing immigration laws. What Imelda Lemos sees is people worn down, often by year-long waits. There are no easy days in her camp.
Ahora estamos pasando por lo que es la temporada fría.
It's cold here, she says. The water is freezing. It stings your hands. Add to this extreme heat in the summer and the smell of sewage. A lot of the people camped alongside Lemos are from Central America. They, too, are trying to escape violence and poverty. Over time, many migrants have given up and started returning home. Still, at least 20,000 asylum seekers remain all along Mexico's border. Candidate Joe Biden promised he'd end the Remain in Mexico program on day one, but President-elect Biden walked that back in December.
It will get done, and it will get done quickly, but it's not going to be able to be done on day one, lift every restriction that exists, and find out that, and go back to what it was 20 years ago, and all of a sudden find out we have a crisis on our hand that complicates what we're trying to do.
Some close observers say that Biden might be hesitant to approve any quick changes that might encourage more migrants to come. Chris Ramon is an independent U.S.-Mexico policy analyst.
Because the idea is to be able to fast-track the adjudication of these cases. Does that also mean that will trigger more people coming to the U.S.-Mexico border seeking asylum?
Charlene De Cruz, an immigration lawyer in Texas, understands this, but says there's no time to wait.
Let them go to their families. Let's take away this huge bottleneck at the border. These are not people just coming in that are not recorded in the system. They've been fingerprinted. They've even gone to court several times. So allowing them in would restore some of that humanity. That is completely and entirely possible. I'm not hearing it from the Biden-Harris transition team.
De Cruz points to the dangers migrants face in Mexico: assault, rape, and kidnapping. Most migrants have relatives in the U.S. who kidnappers can call to demand a ransom payment. A few nights ago, some asylum seekers showed their frustration with the prolonged waits in Mexico. Dozens of people, many from Cuba, protested at a bridge that connects the Mexican city of Ciudad Juarez with El Paso, Texas. We simply want to request peacefully asylum from within the U.S., one Cuban man says. U.S. border officials in riot gear shut down the bridge. Imelda Lemos, living in the tent, is anxious to head north.
Todos esperamos un milagro.
We're all hoping for a miracle, she says. Her daughter hasn't gone to a real school in over a year. While we talked on the phone, though, I spotted big sheets of paper hung up near her tent. They were filled with English phrases and grammar rules.
Acá recibimos clases de inglés.
We have English classes here, she says. Lemus's daughter, Nidia, studies every day.
Every day, 2 hours.
A fellow asylum seeker is teaching the makeshift classes, sharing the English she knows. She's hoping to give people a running start when or if they're allowed into the United States. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell.